There is a new media company listed on the New York Stock Exchange today, and another one may soon follow. TPUB for Tribune Publishing, which was the publishing division of the Tribune Company, which includes the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune, spun off on its own and ended up on the New York Stock Exchange today. And today, the Gannett Company announced that it plans to spin off its print operations, including USA Today. So what is behind these changes and what do they mean for the newspaper industry and for journalism in general? Al Tompkins is senior faculty at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida. He joins us now. Al Tompkins, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's start with Gannett. Why are they spinning off USA Today and other print operations? What's behind it?
Well, a couple of things. One of them is that this spinoff allows Gannett, which is a very large media company with hundreds of newspapers, 46 television stations, it allows the television stations to walk away from the print side and perform as they will. The television side, the broadcasting side, is a good bit healthier than the print side for obvious online, habit reasons. And so one of the things that has not been covered very much in this morning's news is that the broadcast side will be split off, that's for sure, but it's also going to be carrying all of the debt that the company had. So the print guys will start over with their new company, but they'll be virtually debt-free. And the broadcast side, obviously, is the big growth side. I mean, it's the side that still is a good bit healthier for a lot of reasons than the print side. And they should be able to service the debt with no problem at all. All of that said, Wall Street this morning was very impressed by the whole announcement and then cooled off, and Gannett stock is down.
And is the same story happening with Tribune Publishing spinning off from the Tribune Company?
Yeah, very similar. Tribune doesn't have nearly the repertoire of print that Gannett has, but it's the same basic model that the print side just isn't as healthy as the broadcast side. Tribune has 42 television stations. The big difference between Tribune and Gannett is that Tribune has television stations in big markets, New York, LA, and such, that Gannett has not been able to acquire stations in those gigantic markets. But they have Gannett last year, I think it was last year, yes, acquired Belo. And Belo has some super stations in places like Dallas and Houston and Seattle and such as that. They're really good stations.
But does a Tribune Publishing company that produces the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, or does Gannett, just the publishing arm of it, do they have any better chance of surviving on their own as newspaper operations than they did when they were part of a big company?
Well, that's one of those answers that we'll have to say, we'll see. I think that the big issue for them is, can they find the synergies that would be available in being a pure play print stock that they wouldn't have in being a multimedia stock? Look, it's possible that they'll be able to figure out some corporate synergies so that they can focus just on the print product. They'll probably find ways to do things centralized in the way that television stations sometimes do. They'll be able to centralize some things that will cut down some of their costs. But this morning, just as an example, a Gannett newspaper, the Tennessean in Nashville, announced that part of what it's going to be doing is it's going to reinvest in investigative reporting. It's going to have a four-person investigative team, and by this fall is going to launch more reporters on the street, including reporters who are focused on issues, and remember, this is Nashville, reporting on issues of real estate and on tourism and such. So we'll see whether or not they can re-entrench and become a successful pure play a print product. It's going to be a tough one, I'll tell you. But remember, even newspapers, despite the fact that they're not as strong as broadcasting, it's not a bad business. I mean, they are making a profit that a lot of companies would be very happy to make.
But they're losing a lot of their staff at the same time. They're making cutbacks, and many of them now charging and putting up these paywalls and probably having a smaller audience as a result, because not everybody's willing to pay what it costs to get a newspaper.
All of that's fair comment and exactly right. They're experimenting with paywalls. There are some who are a little more successful than others, but mostly it hasn't worked very well. And yes, you're right. They have dramatically reduced staffs. Newspapers generally have. And the question is how much cutting can they do and still remain a viable journalism outlet? So that's a serious question, and so far we just don't have the answer yet. They're going to have to find new ways to generate revenue. That's just a fact.
Well, and I kind of wonder as I look at this that they're spinning off these newspaper arms or the publishing arms. And when you think of the history over the last several years of Rupert Murdoch buying the Wall Street Journal and Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO, buying up the Washington Post, whether as a standalone company, they're simply more attractive to some rich guy who wants to come along and buy them.
Well, that is our media history. 100 years ago, you would have found very similar owners. You would have found standalone owners who want to stand up and stand for their community. As I sit here in St. Petersburg, Florida, the Poynter Institute is named after Nelson Poynter, who started I don't know if he started, but he owned the St. Petersburg Times, and it is a standalone publication that does relatively well.
Well, so where do you see newspapers going from here? And not just newspapers, by the way, magazines. We've got the magazine company Time Inc., which owns Time and People Magazine and Sports Illustrated. It spun off from Time Warner just in June.
I think what's going to have to happen is these newspapers, and I think the Tennessean has the scent of what is probably going to be successful. I think that the key is enterprise. The key is relevance. The key is, can you find stories? Can you find information? Can you become an influencer in your community? That is essential, not optional. And I think that's just going to be the real success of any media company in the future, is whether or not you become so relevant that the community has to pay attention to you on whatever platform you wish for it to. But it's going to have to be multi-platform, no doubt about that. But more than anything else, it's got to be relevant. It's got to have news I can't get anywhere else.
And by the way, we haven't even talked about the broadcast side of things. They seem to think that they're doing great, but who knows? There are probably challenges ahead for them too.
Yes. However, the Supreme Court recently, as you know, gave you the Citizen United decision, which allows virtually unlimited political spending. And we're in the middle of a very rich midterm election race. Broadcasting is going to make a lot of money in the third and fourth quarter.
All right, Al Tompkins, Senior Faculty for Broadcasting and Online at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida. Al Tompkins, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Jerry.